Hello, caring viewers, and welcome to Healthy Living. Today, on part two of our three-part series, Dr. Joel Fuhrman will continue his discussion about how to achieve optimal health through a plant-based lifestyle, specifically addressing the topic of food addiction. Dr. Fuhrman, a highly regarded family practitioner in the United States, specializing in the prevention and reversal of obesity and other diseases through nutrition and natural therapies, has appeared on many American radio and TV shows and written several books on nutrition, including the bestsellers Eat to Live, Disease Proof Your Child, Cholesterol Protection for Life, and Eat for Health.
In America today, about 30% of the American diet is animal products, and about 60% is processed foods. 60% plus 30% means 90% of the diet are either processed foods or animal products. What's left over is 10% of fruits and vegetables, and half of that is white potato, and the other 3 or 4% is whole grains. The amount of really green vegetables and red vegetables and orange vegetables and tomatoes and berries and beans and nuts and seeds is a very tiny percent of the diet. No wonder we have a heart attack, a cancer epidemic.
Recent studies have shown that consuming meat, dairy products, and processed foods causes food addictions and an abnormal state of hunger, a condition Dr. Fuhrman calls toxic hunger.
People try to diet. They try to cut back on calories and eat less food, and most of the time it doesn't work. The reason it doesn't work is because the quality of the nutrients they're consuming are not adequate. In other words, they're eating a diet with so much processed foods and so many animal products and so much sugar and so much salt and so much, you know, soda drinks and things that aren't healthy. Then they try to eat less. They keep craving to eat more food, and because you become addicted, you become a food addict. I call this toxic hunger. And toxic hunger means a raving desire to overeat. 2 hours later, after they just ate, they already start to feel shaky and weak again. They have to eat again. What I'm saying is the poor nutritional quality of their diet and all the unhealthy foods they're eating causes them to become a food addict.
According to Dr. Fuhrman, the state of toxic hunger is similar to tobacco or alcohol addiction.
If you're drinking 10 cups of coffee a day, or you're smoking cigarettes, and you try to stop smoking or stop drinking, you'll feel sick. You'll feel ill. Well, people eat so unhealthy that they try to stop eating, they feel ill. They can't tolerate not overeating, otherwise they don't feel well enough. So trying to be healthy and trying to lose weight is not just about eating less food, it's about eating more of healthy, high-nutrient foods. Eating more of the right food is the method in which you could more comfortably eat less of the wrong foods.
Dr. Fuhrman further explains the mechanism behind food addiction.
Why people overeat and crave food. It has to do with the way the body functions, because when you eat a meal, the body takes in those calories and stores those calories in the form of glycogen in the liver and muscle tissue. So now when we're not eating food, we could burn off that glycogen and keep our glucose curve flat. So now that we're not eating, just like the wick of a candle burns down the wax, we could slowly burn off that glycogen. When we're living off glycogen and not off the food we just ate, because we finished digesting, that's when the body is breaking down tissue, and it can more effectively repair and detoxify. We're breaking down fat, we're breaking down glycogen, and the body is releasing toxins. Now, if you were eating a diet that was very low in nutrients, if you didn't meet your micronutrient needs, you would have built up more toxic waste products in your body. Toxic waste like free radicals, like advanced glycation end products called AGEs. We actually build up congestion in the cells. And then when we don't eat, and we're in this period called glycolysis, we're living off glycogen, people don't like the way they feel because they were so toxic. They feel shaky, they feel irritable, they feel anxious. They can feel headachy. But eating stops the detoxification. It's just like eating can stop the coffee withdrawal headache. You can have another cup of coffee to feel better, or you can eat a meal to feel better. But feeling better isn't getting better. Feeling worse is getting better. You see, the body is removing the toxins when you're not eating, and it makes you not feel uncomfortable. So what we're saying here is that when you eat a diet high in green vegetables, When you eat a diet with beans and nuts and fresh fruit and berries, when you eat a diet full of natural foods, you don't build up free radicals. The body can keep the levels of toxins low. And then when you don't eat food, you no longer feel sickly. You don't have to eat. You're not forced to constantly overeat.
When we return, Dr. Furman will continue discussing food addiction and how to choose a high-nutrient diet. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Eating a nutritarian diet, eating a high-nutrient diet, is delicious. It tastes great. It's fun. It makes life more pleasurable.
Welcome back to Healthy Living on Supreme Master Television, where Dr. Joel Furman, an expert on nutrition and natural healing from the U.S., is discussing how to avoid food addiction and instead choose a diet high in nutrients.
The person that's healthy and eating right won't feel as hungry. They won't feel the toxic hunger, the shakiness, the anxiety between meals. And then the magic thing happens. Because when glycolysis ends, when that glucose source is used up, we get real hunger, the healthy type hunger, and it's felt in your neck and throat. And it's associated with dramatic increases in taste. And now, the simplest foods taste great. So just imagine that you ate a real lot of food in a fancy buffet. And I found you there, I gave you an apple. You go, nah, I don't want this apple. It doesn't taste that good. But now try not eating for a whole day. And then take that same apple. You say, well, that's the best apple I ever tasted in my life. Well, every meal can taste really better than you think. Every meal can be like the best meal you ever eat if you wait till you're hungry, truly hungry. Now, if you eat healthy enough, you're not going to feel like you have to eat as frequently, and you can wait longer until you have to eat because you're not going to feel the toxic hunger. You'll only feel the true hunger when it signifies the time when your body really needs those calories and it's important for you to eat. So we're saying that eating a diet high in nutrients directs you to true hunger and the proper signals your body will give you to the right amount of calories you should eat. And then people wouldn't be overweight anymore. There would be no weight overweight people.
How does one plan a wholesome, nutritious diet? Dr. Furman invented the simple formula H equals N over C as an aid.
H equals N over C is a formula that I invented about 10 or 15 years ago. H means your health, how long you're going to live, and how healthy you're going to be in your later years, is proportional to the micronutrient per calorie density of your diet for most of your life. Now the N over C, the N refers to micronutrients. The micronutrients are vitamins, minerals, and phytochemicals, and the C refers to calories, like fat, carbohydrates, and proteins. The point is, we need to get more nutrient bang for each caloric buck. We need to eat as much nutrients as we can per calorie. Now, to eat a diet with more micronutrients per calorie, we have to eat more foods that are higher in micronutrients and less foods that are lower in micronutrients. And that leads to the next question, which is, well, what foods are highest in micronutrients? Which foods have the most vitamins and minerals? And which foods have the most phytochemicals? And the good news is that the foods that are highest in the discovered nutrients are also the same that are highest in the undiscovered nutrients. The ones that are highest in vitamins and minerals also have the most phytochemicals, and all those things were newly discovered. And we're talking here that green vegetables, tomatoes, peppers, berries, beans, and seeds, those foods are very high in micronutrients and give you a high nutrient per calorie density in your diet. And then you have a high nutrient density in your skin, in your kidney, in your liver, in your heart, in your blood vessels, and your brain. The body needs nutrients stored in its tissues to prevent oxidative stress. The word oxidative stress means heightened inflammation, heightened free radical activity that's caused by the low amount of micronutrients in the tissues themselves. So we're not going to get high micronutrients in our body unless we fuel or feed our body with a diet that's high in micronutrients.
Dr. Furman also suggests using color as a guide to selecting wholesome foods.
and structured food so people know that green vegetables are the highest, and that the colorful vegetables, like tomatoes and carrots and peppers, are very high too. And the onion family is very high in nutrients. And berries are very high in nutrients, like blueberries and strawberries and blackberries, and you know, all these berries are super high in nutrients. Kiwis are very high in nutrients. Oranges are high in nutrients. So typically it's the foods that have the most color.
Books by Dr. Joel Fuhrman are available at www.drfuhrman.com. Compassionate viewers, thank you for joining us on this edition of Healthy Living. Next week, we'll present part 3 of our Healthy Living program featuring the knowledgeable Dr. Joel Fuhrman. Science and spirituality is next after Noteworthy News. May your life be filled with divine love and light from heaven.
For more details, please see www.suprememastertv.com/HL.